T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Pete Najarian joins us here on WCCO from the author of Follow the Smart Money and co-founder of Market Rebellion. That's a portfolio trading service and education company. And last Saturday, of course, they had the big virtual fundraiser for Lyme disease with his wife, Lisa. Pete, good morning. How'd it go?
Good morning, Dave, and it went great. It was really, really fun. It was something different because the entire thing was virtual, but I guess on the positive side, we were able to reach out even more so outside of just the room of a couple hundred people if you do it in the normal sense. So it was great. It went really, really well, and I was really proud of my wife, who did an outstanding job up there in front of the camera for a little over an hour, hour and a half.
Yeah, she's got what it takes for the camera. I tell you, Pete, she's got great personality, great charisma. Yeah, she's sharp. So yeah, you again did a nice job in finding Lisa. I got to give you credit for that.
I'm lucky.
I want to ask you about the slide in technology and those companies kind of pulling stocks lower this last week. What's going on there, Pete? And how concerned are you?
You know, I don't know that I'd be overly concerned, Dave, but I think the reality is you look at the NASDAQ and the sprint that the NASDAQ has made over the last couple of months, 3, 4, 5, 6 months or so, and you look at the year-to-date performance of many of the names, it's just amazing. But at some point in time, I think the music doesn't necessarily stop, but it certainly does slow down. And I think when you look at a lot of these names that have really prospered during these times of pandemic, they're probably way in front of themselves. They've pulled a lot forward, as everybody likes to say, but I think there's a lot of truth to that. So there are companies that I think are wonderful companies. They're doing everything right. It's nothing about them other than the fact that maybe their stocks have just run and accelerated so much that it's time to take a little bit of a breather. And I think that's what we're looking at right now. And, you know, there's countless names out there that have moved to the upside 100%, 200%, 300%. I mean, it's to the point of pretty ridiculous to move that fast in such a short period of time. So I think we're just settling back, and people are starting to decide that they want to have a little more exposure in something that has earnings now, maybe not earnings, looking for something that has earnings maybe 2 or 3 years from now.
Hey, Pete, as a guy that's played professional football and, of course, a great college football player here for the Gophers, and I want to ask you about this year in football, just shifting gears real quick, but these rookies, these guys coming into camp that go right into an NFL game to start and no preseason games, what would that be like for a player? You've been there.
Yeah, I think it's pretty incredible because you hear it all the time, Dave, but there's 100% truth to the fact that when you make the jump from college to the NFL, it is an amazing jump. You are no longer ever in a position where you're a junior or a senior playing against an 18-year-old freshman that's just developing and it's his first week or couple games and all the rest of that. These are all pros, and they legitimately all deserve to be there, and this is the cream of the crop. I mean, these are the best of the best. So it's a huge jump. It's a much bigger jump than anyone ever understands until they get there. So it's understandable with the Vikings, with all the new young players that we have in the secondary and on defense, that maybe we need a few weeks, a few games to really get themselves into NFL-type shape. I think they're in shape to play football, but at the high level of the NFL, I think that's why it looked like Aaron Rodgers looked like he was having fun out there. I think he was having fun out there because we had so much youth and they were able to move the ball kind of up and down the field on us.
Yeah, it was interesting. Hey, Pete, if you don't mind, I'm going to call you next Friday. Is that okay?
I'm looking forward to it, Dave. Hey, by the way, I'm so excited for the Big Ten football. I can't tell you how excited I am that we're going to get a shot at playing. So hopefully the Gophers can get this going on October 24th or thereabouts.
Yeah, I might. If you're around Monday, I might bring you back and talk to you about that if you have time. But in the meantime, Pete, have a great, great weekend. I look forward to talking to you.
Thanks. You too, Dave. Take care. And I look forward to Monday. Take care. See ya.
Here's Pete Najarian here on WCCO's Morning News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.